from KQED.
Tis the season for holiday traditions, and Thursday night, Governor Jerry Brown and First Lady Anne Gust Brown flicked the switch on the state Christmas tree as their dog Sutter wagged his approval. The governor is also handing out holiday presents to a few lucky strangers, pardons for one-time criminals who've turned their lives around. Now, most governors hand out these pardons from time to time, but as the California Report's Sacramento Bureau Chief Scott Detrow explains, Jerry Brown is awarding them far more often than his recent predecessors did.
It was just 2 days before Christmas last year when Ken Benedict got a phone call. Benedict had gotten a pardon from Governor Jerry Brown.
Just kind of got the call out of blue, and I was surprised. I was happy.
More than 20 years ago, when he was just out of high school, Benedict got caught buying supplies for a methamphetamine dealer.
It was ephedrine, which isn't against the law to buy ephedrine, but if you're going to make drugs with it, it is. I got in trouble, rightly so. I deserve to go to jail for that.
Sitting outside a Folsom coffee shop, Benedict calls it a dumb mistake. He spent 2 years in prison, but once he got out, he put it behind him. He's worked for years as a technical architect and volunteers as a high school mentor. But in 2007, Benedict decided to try and formally close the book on the crime he committed and began the pardon application process. Then he waited and waited for 5 years.
There's a lot of span of time went by that you always wonder what was going on. My mom would always call me, "You got your pardon yet? You got your pardon?" And you need to tell people, "Hey, I'm going to get a pardon." They're just like, "Yeah, whatever. Who gets, no one gets pardons."
But Governor Brown does. Benedict is one of 214 people Brown has pardoned since taking office in 2011. Most of them are like Benedict. They were convicted of drug-related crimes. The pardons are often announced around Christmas or Easter. Brown spokesman Evan Westrup says the governor takes a thoughtful approach to the grants,
recognizing that individuals make mistakes, and if they've paid their debt to society and served their time and are now serving their communities, that should be recognized, and that's what this does.
Clemency is always politically tricky territory for governors. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger caught heat on his last day in office for reducing the manslaughter sentence of the son of a former assembly speaker. But in California, pardons are much different than clemency. Sentences aren't reduced. In fact, applicants need to be out of prison and off parole for at least 10 years and maintain a spotless record during that window. They also need to get what's called a certificate of rehabilitation from the county court. That process involves a background check.
And that makes, I think, offering a pardon under those conditions fairly safe, because this is a person who's not high risk.
Law professor Cookie Ridolfi of Santa Clara University. Pardons are mostly symbolic and don't expunge a record, though they do restore some rights that felons had lost, including the right to own a firearm. Still, recent governors have avoided pardons. Schwarzenegger only handed out 16. Republican Pete Wilson granted 13. Democrat Gray Davis didn't grant a single pardon. And that makes Brown look like a very aggressive pardoner. But Brown spokesman Evan Westrup says it was the other recent governors who were out of step with the typical pardon rate.
Now, the Wilson, Schwarzenegger, and Davis administration certainly veered from that history. But if you look back, Ronald Reagan, of all people, Governor Reagan pardoned nearly 600 people. Duke Majan, over 300.
Ken Benedict is happy Brown has granted so many pardons.
I'm grateful for this process, and I think for people that meet the criteria that you can be granted a pardon under, I think that, opportunity should be available to them.
Benedict says when you're pardoned, you receive a certificate from the governor's office. He says he proudly displayed his in his house. For the California Report, I'm Scott Detrow in Sacramento.